This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. Happy Wednesday. All right, let's talk about Governor Whitmer. So, as you know, I have a complicated relationship with her. Thought she was pretty, then I didn't. Thought she was smart, then I didn't. Thought she had a giant face, then I didn't. The whole thing about her husband, first of all, spouses suck. It's always a spouse, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like the mayor of Alton's wife.
Yeah, it's always a spouse. It's always your dumbass spouse out
Kelly
doing
Ann's
something
husband.
They're not supposed to do. And then you're like, yeah, it's... I think it was a giant mistake for her to lie. Because... it doesn't shock anybody, the fact that a person of power's spouse or child would try to get away with something that other people can't. That's not a shock. It's crappy. It disappoints you, but it's like, you know, okay, whatever. Sun's in the sky. But I think to clearly lie about it and say, like, he was joking. He's a jokester. Right?
Right. Listen. The line, "Do you know who I am?" has never been the punchline of a joke. Anytime mm-hmm. somebody uses that in a conversation, "Do you know who I am?" they're not joking.
There's nothing funny about it.
They're not joking.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. That has never been a part of any joke. So if it's ever been said, it wasn't a joke.
Right.
And that wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
And the way she explained it, like... she said, knowing that
right.
it wouldn't make any difference anyway,
right.
he jokingly said to the people on the phone that would being married to me make any difference.
Can we like set the stage? Because I skimmed it. Is it something to do with getting his boat out?
She has a big face. Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't know how far he wanted to go back.
So they're not letting like boats out of the marina, but he was trying to like...
They have the crazy rules there in Michigan about boat. Like, it's been a big controversy because she made these rules about boats and what kind of boats can go out and what kind of boats can't go out. And he has a boat, a big boat, and the rules were you can't take it out in the water. And on Memorial Day weekend, on Friday,
mm-hmm.
he tried to launch his boat, and the marina said... you can't do that. And he said, does it make any difference if I'm the husband of the governor? Does that make any difference? And they said, no.
Yeah.
And
if you're the only guy out there with that kind of boat, you have a spotlight on yourself.
Pretty obvious,
like,
yeah.
I just don't get it. Don't get it.
Yeah. And then she said today or yesterday, since then, she was giving a press conference and said that when he
was
called
kidding.
The marina, like, listen, you don't call the marina.
Yeah, because
you
your wife's the one
rules.
Who made the yeah. rule.
It's
anyway.
Not a joke because he wouldn't be calling the marina to launch
wife.
The boat.
She's right next to you.
If, yeah, unless he was setting up the joke, there's no other reason to call the marina because you know they're going to say no. So
yeah.
she said, knowing that it wouldn't make any difference, when they told him no, that it was against the rules, knowing that it wouldn't make any difference anyway, he jokingly said, does it matter if I'm married to the governor? No, he didn't. No, he didn't. And anybody that believes that is dumb. And Most people aren't dumb,
yeah,
and most people aren't buying that.
Yeah.
Has it been like pretty well established that Pritzker's wife was out non-essential traveling? Like, I remember when that first happened, I mentioned it to a member of the media, and they were like, well, it's not confirmed, so I'm not going to trash him quite yet. But it kind of seems like that just got buried. Like, is it not totally confirmed that she was out running around and going to Florida, or is it still like no one wants to touch that with a 10-foot pole? Do we know?
I don't know.
The reports that I've seen are that's what they say.
All I saw was that that was the allegation, and yeah, when they asked him, he said, it's an offensive question, I won't answer.
I just like these governors who want to put these extremely restrictive rules on people, and yet they can't abide by them themselves. And apparently they don't even have enough control over their own household to enforce the rules.
What's his name in New Jersey? Governor? Chris Christie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chris Christie on the beach. Like, all these people that make the rules can never follow them.
And it's like they don't think people are watching them or something. And it makes you wonder what kind of stuff they get away with on a daily basis to where they think they can get away with this stuff.
They think the rules don't apply. They think they're above the rules.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder what we don't hear about, you know?
Do you see that the DOJ dropped the investigations against the three congresspeople that were insider trading?
Yeah.
Very quietly dropped it.
Why?
I don't know.
Because...
don't know.
Bad for business.
Well, apparently, I forget that guy's name, but he was like the head of like an ethics board or something.
Burr.
He was, yeah, he's on his way out anyway, so fine. But I mean, I think he should probably do jail time if he was.
Well, remember back a few years ago when we first found out that it was legal for them to do insider trading?
Yeah.
You're working on a bill that you know is going to make Columbo Industries millions and you invest in them, and then they made it illegal. And then very quietly, it just came back.
They make us look like fools.
Yes.
And like the Congress in Illinois giving themselves. Tony just told us a couple months ago, they get paid more than anyone else in the country for their state that is completely out of whack. And
near
they
the
have
top.
No money.
Near the top.
And they just gave themselves raises.
And they make.
Are you kidding me?
The state reps in Illinois make six figures.
Mm. That is insane.
The state reps in Missouri, most of them have
other jobs
because they do it as a something on the side, which the purpose of that is to not make it, you know, you get some financial benefit, but to not make it just a money thing, and that people actually have to have the desire to want to help to get involved.
No one should get rich from politics.
Nobody should get rich. Yeah,
and they all do.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they make. Over six figures in Illinois, most of the reps.
I'm about to quit and move back to Illinois and run for office.
I think when a state rep gets I think the lowest they can make is like 85, 90.
Oh my goodness.
And the most of them are in the six figures.
Trash.
But it's
I gotta say it.
It's been like this forever. I mean, going back 10,000 years. Just people in power, they take advantage. They just do.
And you wonder how many people run for office thinking, I'm not going to go down that path. And then they get there and the benefits are so sweet that it's like, well, I'm not going to vote against a pay raise for myself. I mean,
I think most. And then when people come calling, you know, when the lobbyists come calling and private jets.
How is lobbying legal?
Shouldn't be.
Like how is that in anyone's best interest?
Here's the thing. We may be a bad example because we could probably do it. But your average Joe out there, go try to see Roy Blunt. Call and say, I'm from Missouri. I'd like to make an appointment with a senator.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to him for 15 minutes. It's not going to happen. But if you're a lobbyist, you can see him. You can have lunch with him.
Yeah.
Any of them. It's not just Roy. It's any of them.
Right.
And I always love the rules. They're like, well, we don't accept gifts over $1,500.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever gotten a gift that came close to that amount of money. So to act like it's like, I'm sure it's lower than that, but you know what I mean. Like, we do receive some gifts, but not above a certain. How about don't take gifts from people who just want you to push their agenda? That's so.
You know what, though? I have to call myself out. I wouldn't do it any differently or change my mind. But when, who's my boy that threw the monkey, threw the wrench in the works, the fly in the ointment, when they were trying to pass the stimulus?
Oh.
Was it Rand Paul?
No,
it was a different
Mike
guy.
Lee.
Him, no, the other one.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I mean. Massey. Yes. Thomas Massey.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, those are the people who try to make a difference and stand up and say, not me. But I was like, come on, dude. Just go along. We need this one.
Sometimes they go too far. For me, it was more of an issue of you knew it was going to pass. So you're making people come in. Like, you're postponing it.
Right.
Which is why I wouldn't change my mind about it.
During the time of a international pandemic, like, that was kind of... But yeah, you do have to give it up to him. You have to... Rand Paul makes me mad.
Yeah.
And it's a bad look to vote against the 9/11 first responders bill, but he at least was standing by what he said he was going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and he...
There's no reward for...
He said in that one, and which I disagree with, but he was saying, just show me how you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. These guys deserve the money, but you can't just have a magical fairy say, here's the money. He said, just show me how you're going to pay for it, and then I'll vote for it. But again, not defending, just saying. But that's how those guys are. They don't freaking a lot. They very rarely compromise, and sometimes they die on their own sword and hurt their own cause.
Yeah.
They take it to such an extreme.
I heard a weird thing while pooping today. Okay. And I know when I say this, we'll get the same a-hole trolls who say the same things because anything Rush Limbaugh does is gold. But I'm pooping and I'm listening to Rush Limbaugh and he's talking about the whole COVID and we never should have, you know, this and that. And then he talks about Scarborough and he says, let me ask you this. Has Joe Scarborough ever been exonerated? And it just hangs there. And obviously, Mr. Snerdley or whoever said, yes, because he went, okay, well, I didn't know. And it's like, you got to be frigging kidding me. This guy is supposed to be...
And the murder thing?
And yes! He's supposed to be Mr. Patriot, Mr. Constitution.
That thing
it's
was
like,
ruled
has
an
he
accident.
Ever been exonerated? Well, first of all...
There was an investigation.
I came right back and I told Rachel, I'm like, this is what happened. She's like, has he ever been charged?
Yeah, don't you have to be charged to be... I've never been exonerated in that murder either.
Right.
So.
Right. He wasn't charged.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow and Donald Trump and Dave Glover make mistakes, say stupid things... And the emperor has no clothes. Anytime you twist yourself around into a pretzel to explain away something dumb or wrong that one of your heroes says, you're now complicit.
Yeah.
That is the most unconstitutional thought ever. Has he ever been exonerated in this 20-year-old death of this woman? Like Rachel said, none of us have either.
No.
So stupid.
No, because there was an investigation and it was ruled an accident. Now... If you think that there was something wrong with that investigation, you have reason to believe that there is, then open up the investigation again. But what Trump is doing is the worst of Trump. This is exactly how not to handle this. Look, if you think that there's evidence, because that's what he keeps on saying, you know, that a lot of people think it, you know, a lot of people think this is wrong.
A lot of people are saying.
Okay. If there's evidence, then... Open up an investigation and find out what happened. But don't take it public until you have proof. Right now, it's just the lowest of the low.
I had last night about Trump. Clearly, he does thousands of things that no other president has ever done. Whether you're the president or a talk show host or a Sunday school teacher, if you're doing things that no one in your position has ever done before, I think chances are great that they're either really, really good or really bad. Now, some of the things that Trump has done that no one ever did before, like stand up to China, really good.
China.
A lot of things he's done that no one's ever done before, really good. Accusing members of the media of murder.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Really bad. It's a perfect example of the worst of Trump.
And if you can't just simply call this one against him like Brian Kilmeade.
Right.
And go, yeah, ridiculous. Look in the mirror. Just a little gut check.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.